acid music, or should I say some jungleist? Tune in 3 till 6 in the morning.
And you sounds of the chilling 182.9.
Now, alarming evidence of the lengths radio pirates have taken to protect their stations. They've turned the tops of London tower blocks into fortresses. Police and council officials made the discovery
when they tried to break into an apparently empty council flat in Hackney.
In East London.
Successful sound of wonderful radio.
Smooth sailing too for John Peel, here on his way out to Radio London to spend 2 weeks in his perfumed garden. John, of course, is especially famed for being one of the founder members of the first cricket team of Texas.
Oh, go on, tell us a joke. Come on, tell us the best joke you know. 34 people were killed this morning in one of the largest motorway pileups of the decade. Police have revealed that 12 cars were involved, but not one of the fatalities came from London. That's no bloody good, is it? However, it is known that one man with the same name as one of the victims is living in Hainaut, and he said this morning it must have been pretty grim.
Well, that must have been
pretty grim.
A man this morning saying that it must have been pretty grim. Meanwhile, in central London this morning, a motorist stopped a pedestrian walking into the road by beeping his horn. It's alleged that the man, wearing clothes and driving a car with a wheel at each corner and an engine under the bonnet, was seen to stop at a junction. Witnesses say the vehicle remained stationary until a nearby light turned green. Then, as he moved off in the same direction as the road, the man beeped his horn at another man who was about to step off the pavement. Police say they're looking for more information and describe the man as medium build, average height and indeterminate age, possibly with some hair. He's not yet been named, but it's believed he was on his way to a baptism.
I heard about this.
Good evening. It's 13 o'clock. This is Radio Clerkenwell 666.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 187 and this is the last of the London shows, and this is Bright Lights Big City. Oh yes.
Got it. 86 carats.
Where?
London.
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 London?
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, Mary fucking Poppins, London.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Radio Clash, and this is Finchley Central by New Thoughtful Band, the band that ripped off the Bonzers. Yeah, that's what they're mostly famous for. And then before that was Going Productions with his. It was a matchup I wasn't going to play, and because I kind of was using all the constituent parts across the show. When I split the shows, it kind of made sense to put it in there, because in the last show we played Blur, London Loves, and Towers of XTC, which are in there. We might be playing a Kinks track in this show. We're not playing the Beatles, which was The Rain, and I don't. There's another little horn stab, which I've got no idea what that is, but it is very. I really like that. That's from the Park Spliced sort of compilation from. I think it was the 10-year anniversary, so it would be 2005. Via Gaibo, and Gaibo has gone through a little redesign. Has gone back to being a message board, rather confusingly. So I haven't logged in, signed up yet. I will at some point, but it's all just like, oh, all change. I must say, there's not many songs about railway stations. There are, I mean, Waterloo Sunset, and there's Uncle Euston Station. No one's done one called Turnham Green, as far as I know. Finch, and there's quite a few for Piccadilly, which is kind of a station, but usually they're talking about not the station. Piccadilly Circus, there's actually a song called Piccadilly Circus. I don't know if there's one called Oxford Circus. Certainly, I'm pretty sure there is one called Hendon Central. That doesn't sound as interesting. But anyway, I hope you're all well, and this is 187, our Radio Clash, and we've got another London-themed show, a bonus show, you see. You thought it was going to be two, and actually ended up being three. So we are going to start with a track. Well, we're going to start with a little spoken word from another son of London, which is Sid James, who... Actually, no, he wasn't, actually. He was from South Africa. Ah, I remember. Yeah, because everyone probably thinks of him as you might hear later, everyone thinks of him as a sort of a typical, you know, sort of person that sort of grew up in the East End. But actually, no, he grew up in South Africa. And yes, he's good in his accent. No, it's very strange, because a lot of them were, the Carry On team are British born and bred. But no, this is Sid James talking about the market.
Every big town in the world, and most of the little ones, has its markets. The place where you can pick up anything from a new suit of clothes to an argument with a copper. But nowadays, when everything's got to be bigger and better, they've invented the supermarket. Spick and span and shining bright. A street market with a top hat on. Petticoat Lane. Now that's one of the old sort. In London's East End, down Aldgate Way. Now this one started to go a bit posh when they changed the name to Middlesex Street. But it's the same old Petticoat Lane, really. Nice, friendly place where you meet your mates. Berwick Street's in the West End of Oxford Street. Now that's mostly for women. I get down here sometimes, see if I can pick up something fancy in nylons. Another good one is Farringdon Road, where you can get yourself a nice new frame fixed up around your old glasses. They've almost closed this one down, but a few of the geezers on the stalls have got licenses for life, so they can't shift them. They sell a lot of books in Farringdon Road. I bought one myself once to prop up a table at that one short leg. Petticoat Lane is only a market on a Sunday morning, so a lot of the stallholders you meet here are standing at the other markets the rest of the week. 7 days a week, eh? Whew, they must love work. Now, part of the knack of selling to the general public is you've got to have a nice voice. If you've got that, you can sell anything from a cool tie to a hot tip.
Right, now don't forget, there's only one tosher. Come here, boy. I'll give you a new tie for that. Come here. Come here, don't buy one. Look, come here. Take that all. I'll give you a new tie.
You can have a two-bob one, half a crown
one. Oh, what a dog. He wants to go. When the world is true, world is true. Don't want to be, don't want to be. In Oxford Street, Oxford Street. With the plastic shops. And the bus straight. There ain't no love in Oxford Street. Everything's cheap. Cost so much. Nothing to see. Nothing to mind. Nothing to stay. Nothing to stay. It's all a big rush. Ra 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 ra. Cause there ain't no love in Oxford Street. There ain't no love in Oxford Street.
Out on the streets every day.
This is a
rough. I'm a clapped out whore.
Stop this lying, stop this cheating. Stop treating me like I am some kind of fool. Over whose eyes you can pull the wool. You're not so cool. Remember, it's to me you're speaking. Stop cutting, stop hurting. Stop this dirt about you lifting up your skirt to any man dressed in pants with shirt buttons undone and flirting. When you're solo down in Soho, there is no hope, no how, no place to go. You will go alone. Some people say I'm a crazy kind of fool, but be that as it may, you always treat me cruel. Solo in Soho. Stop talking, stop eating. We can't go on meeting and greeting and meeting and sleeping and meeting and cheating. You know that's deceiting and that's repeating. When you're solo down in Soho, there is no hope, no how. You've got nowhere to go, but you'll go alone. Some people say I'm a crazy kind of fool, but be that as it may, you always treat me cruel. Solo in Soho. prison,
solitary confinement.
Well, I was living in Camberley, and you know, I thought I'd move up to town, you know. So I got this bedsit on Earl's Court, and like, not many people come to visit me. In fact, no one comes at all. But there's this bird across the way. I mean, I know she fancies me and everything, but well, oh God, it's such a gun. I thought, yeah, it's butter, she's
just living in a bedsit, traveling on a tube train. Working all day long, and you know no one, so you don't know how. And you're in a tin, so you watch television. Solitary confinement.
Bye. age of 10, I'd put up the yen for this man with clubs. I'd write him whistling from the east, wearing an open mind, wondering about my future and the treasures I would find. But some trendy cat from Chelsea looked at me in a fright, said I needed elocution, I chewed my tongue all night. So meet me by the old bridge when the sun is getting low. There's a new gambling game they call the Lemon Show. I got two tickets from my seats for the riverside. We can take a picnic and watch the suicides. Well, I pulled up by the curb and I parked my bicycle. In the snow was a red-faced man selling icicles. I asked why coast of Newcastle is said demand supply. I said I didn't see the point in that, they poked me in the eye. And I came across a filler queue waiting to get in, to see unemployment benefit by a rider with a suit and limp. So I played them a tune by the light of the moon, then held out my hat. But all I got was a pile of bills, all including that. So meet me by the old bridge when the sun is getting low. There's a new gambling game they call a Lemming Show. I've got two tickets, front row seats for the riverside. We can take a picnic and watch the suicide. So I had a dance in my shadow, but I don't think he was impressed. His legs and arms were 20 feet long and he was badly dressed. It was then a howling squad car pulled up by my side, and two lovely policemen in one coat asked me to take a ride. Arrested me for indecency as I was dancing a jig, and took me in for chemistry as a guinea pig. They dragged me into the back room, injected a disease. But when I showed no symptoms, they offered me some cheese. So meet me by the old bridge when the sun is getting low. There's a new gambling game they call a Lemming Show. I've got two tickets, front row seats for the riverside. We can take a picnic and watch the suicide. The doctor said, see ya boy, we know you're anti-state, but give us some of those antibodies and we'll secure your fate. So I made a deal and signed a seal, waiting for my pay. Why the private eye cured the town and made a kill that day. I saw big dogs rise to fame on TV in the lounge, and I said to the nurse that takes the biscuit, is there some tea I can scrounge? But she kicked me out on the street with only 2 pints of blood. So I played my pipe to my friends the rats, and city began to flood. So meet me by the old bridge when the sun is getting low. There's a new gambling game they call the Lemming Show. I've got two tickets, front row seats for the riverside. We can take a picnic and watch the suicide.
As the sun goes down again,
here comes another winter of long shadows and high holes. Here comes another winter waiting for utopia, waiting for hell to freeze over. This is the land where nothing changes, a land of red buses and blue bloody babies. This is the place where pensioners are raped and their hearts are being cut from the welfare state. Let the poor drink the milk while the rich eat the honey. Let the bums count their blessings while they count the money.
About a million other things. Broken-hearted milkman. In grief I'm arrayed, through keeping company of a young serving maid, who lived on board wages, the house to keep clean, of a gentleman's family in Paddington Green. When I'd rattle my milk cans and cry, milk below, then at the window her face she would show, with a smile on her countenance and a laugh in her eye. If I'd thought that she'd love me, I'd have laid down to die. She'd an ankle like an antelope, and a step like a deer, her voice like a blackbird's, so mellow and clear. Her hair hung in ringlets, so beautiful and long, and I thought that she loved me, but I found I was wrong. When I asked her to marry me, she said, "Oh, what stuff," and told me to drop it, for she'd had quite enough of my nonsense, and though I'd been very kind, to marry a milkman she didn't feel inclined. She said the man who has me must have silver and gold, a carriage to ride in, and be handsome and bold, with hair that is curly as any white spring, and whiskers as big as a brush for clothing. The words that she uttered went straight to my heart. I sobbed and I sighed, and I thence did depart, with a tear on my eyelid, as big as a bean, saying goodbye to Polly and to Paddington Green. In 6 months she married this hard-hearted girl, and it wasn't a baronet and it wasn't an earl, and it wasn't a Viscount but a shade or two wuss, it was the bow-legged conductor of a tuppenny bus. Oh, she was beautiful as a butterfly, and as proud as a queen, was pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green.
When true lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell, songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darned world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. homeward step was just as light as the tap-dancing feet of a star, and like an echo far away, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
Oi!
Oi!
Hello, Chev.
Hello, Bud. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? They've closed the arches up. We can't sleep there anymore.
Sleep?
Where are we going to sleep tonight?
Well, why not Hyde Park?
Can't go in there. All the decorations for the Jubilee.
Well, what's going to happen?
Lord knows.
Underneath the arches, that's where we used to stay.
But they shifted us one day and sent us on our way.
Now we're travelling onwards, way up to the west.
What's become of our home, our haven of rest?
They're building flats where the arches used to be. There's somebody eating where we used to be sleeping. They're paying rents where we once lived rent free. And there's no one to say, here's the dawn of another day. Side by side, we looked with pride at our old abode. Now we wonder if we'd have to take that open road. We're walking round now as sad as can be. They're building flats where the arches used to be. Side by side, we look with pride at our old abode. Now we wonder if we have to take that open road. We are walking round now as sad as can be. They're building flats where the arches used to be.
Ho, Bermondsey, that's home to me. I'm longing for a moment when I shall see the happy, laughing, razor-slashed faces of the people I love. Back home in Bermondsey,
I
wanna be
in Clyde,
because the smuggled booze they've got is practically free. And now I miss the smell of the gasworks and the people I love. I've so many childhood memories of that quaint old-fashioned town. There was a quaint old-fashioned schoolhouse till the school kids burned it down.
No.
I'm off to Bermondsey.
They love a fight.
Gosh, oh gee.
They love to
fight. Oh gosh, I'd like to cosh that copper you see, who sent away to Holloway and Brixton all the people I love.
Sound just like Napoli.
That's rough as well.
But that's home to me.
It's rougher
I'm
than
I'm longing
now
for the moment when I shall see
happy, happy laughing, rains have dashed faces of the people we love.
Oh, Germany or Napoli, it's all the same to you and me, and that's where we would like to be, as long as we can go and see the happy, laughing, rains have dashed faces of the people we love.
Cool. That's the wonder that is Sid James. Talking about a place in east of London, Bermondsey. Pardon me. And that was a kind of a music hall interlude to celebrate a lot of the music halls which have sadly departed, or to be departed, like the Storio, which is currently being pulled down for the... I don't know if it's going to return, but certainly the cross channel into Tottenham Court Road, the Scala, which is, I think, closed, and also the Holborn Empire, which is where Flanagan and Allen used to, I think, apparently first sort of did their act in the 1930s or 1920s, up out of the Crazy Gang. And that's where the Archers used to be, which, of course, a lot of you probably know their original. That was the sequel. And sequels aren't so disappointing in that case. That's the where the Archers used to be, which is a sequel of Underneath the Archers, which you probably know from Gilbert and George. Oh, in the background is Limehouse Blues. Again, another blues song that's not actually that bluesy, by the Ukulele Orchestra. Of course, ukulele being a big music hall instrument. And then before that was Leslie Hutchinson, or otherwise known as Hutch, a Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Kind of nostalgic song, not necessarily a sad song per se, although there is an element of regret in there, but it's quite sad what happened to the guy. He was born in Grenada, Guyave in Grenada in 1900, and died in England in 69, and was unusually a black jazz musical star. Well, probably musical, probably more up. Sort of up, better than the music hall, but you know, and it was incredibly popular, and I never heard of him until I was starting to do research for this, and I stumbled across him, and he's been deleted out of history pretty much. He's one of the biggest stars of the 20s, and I'd never heard of him, and I'm into my 20s and 30s music. He was a friend and apparent alleged lover of Cole Porter, Ivan Novello, Merle Oberon, and Tallulah Bankhead, because he was bisexual. But unfortunately, he also got involved with the Mountbattens, and maybe also allegedly the royal family, in a Princess Charles kind of way, allegedly. So yes, apparently that destroyed his career, and obviously he was never seen again. I think he came to UK via America. Yeah, he was a Broadway hit, and the Vanderbilts, and is most famous for what's it most famous for? It's not Let's Do It, although there's foolish things. But I love his version of Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, because everyone knows the Vera Lynn version, which makes me sort of boring, as all Vera Lynn songs. But I like that, and also the idea of a black gay singer that I've never heard of. It came from Grenada. Or Grenada, I hope you know how you pronounce it. It's kind of sad that he died sort of pretty much unknown, and only about 40 people at his funeral. So that's very sad. And then before that was a little bit of Polly Perkins of Paddington Green by Harry Clips Clifton. I forget actually who did that reading. I should have remembered. I can't remember. I should look in the show notes, because I can't remember actually who did that. That's off YouTube. Then before that was Last Words by The Real Tuesday World, from the wonderfully titled The London Book of the Dead, which is just, it's a, you know, there's something quite bizarre about Tuesday World, or The Real Tuesday World. But I love that song. It's so sort of melodramatic but very lovely. And that's, finally I have a skip free version, because the version before had a skip, so I expected to go a bit sort of real glitch hop as just before it gets into the break and comes back, you know, the bit where I dropped in the Harry Clifton. And I Harry Clifton is a song about Paddington Green, but he decided to do a spoken word of it, and apparently it's a special spoken word with extra verses that he learned from his father. Then before that was the most unsearchable band on the web, apart from maybe Chick Chick Chick, which is exclamation mark, and Heartland. That is just so sarcastic, I have to say. It's just, yeah, obviously it's very, it's 1986 came on the album Infected, and it apparently was a very expensive album, but it's just, how do I say it, it's just vehemently against, a bit like some of the Ivor, where the Ivor Cutler stuff is gentle. That's just very, very scathing about obviously Thatcher and Britain at the time and what was going on. Then before that was, in related fashion, was Frank Tovey, otherwise known as, well, formerly known as Fad Gadget, and one of his later songs before he died, Bridge Street Shuffle. I think he died. Yes, he did. God, terrible if he had to make contact with him. I'm not dead. I think he died. But yeah, the that I managed to find somehow. But Bridge Street, you probably don't know, is it Bridge Street? Bridge Street, Bridge Street, Bridge Street. It's the bridge outside of Westminster, so I didn't totally know where the bridge was. I had to check. I thought it was London Bridge, but no, it's Westminster Bridge. So that's quite funny, and obviously it makes more of a thing about the whole suicides, because there has been cases of people being, I don't think it was Westminster Bridge, but one of the bridges, of a Bulgarian, oh no, it's a priest. Bulgarian was the umbrella attack, wasn't it, 78, you know, with poison pellet. Sorry, yeah, the tourist board, yeah, if you want to go to London, you might get assassinated, but that's only if you happen to be an agent, or a priest, because there's a very famous case of the accountant for Vatican appearing to have committed suicide with throwing himself off with rocks in his pocket from a bridge, which apparently is humanly not possible because he was so weighted down, or possibly not humanly, it was just like, yes, it's all kind of mafia type thing, possibly, allegedly. It's all very strange, and that was off one of the bridges. I forget which one. I think it was the Albert Bridge. I forget which bridge that was. And then before that was Muswell Hillbilly by the Kinks, especially for Jeb. I don't know if he's listening. I don't know if he'd like that, because I know he doesn't necessarily get the Kinks. But that's an American tinged song about Muswell Hill, which, if I remember correctly, is that North London? I can't remember when Muswell Hill is. I should remember when Muswell Hill is. But I know they are from Muswell Hill, and I just love the thing about Tiki Taki Boxes in that song. It's yay, good second. yay, loop it. Oh, it's north. I couldn't remember north, south. I think whatever. Not too far from Haringey. In the last show. And Wood Green, where I used to live, which is shit. Oh no, Hornsey. Oh, it is Haringey. It's part of the Haringey and Hornsey and Wood Green. Hornsey's a shithole and Wood Green north, so. Oh, near Alexander Park. Oh, I used to live there. Anyway, but the. So then before that was Soft Cell, Bedsitter. Oh, yeah, and the Kinks. I was tied about whether to actually. This music sounds like it should be running around and fastness and, you know, everything sped up. It's a bit Benny Hill, isn't it? Clearly Orchestra of Great Britain. This is from the live CD number 2, I think, yes. I bought both of them. The first one was bad. But the, yes. Let's just randomly talk about ukuleles. The Soft Cell, Bedsitter, I was... But it's interesting. I mentioned Bob Livingbird to the start, and he nicely emailed some suggestions. And actually, I was going to already play that. He suggested Fun City, which is also another good one. I couldn't find the Mark and the Members version, but I know the Soft Cell version. But again, definitely about London. That's they started in Leeds, but then they moved down to London. So I'm pretty sure it's about London. And it goes very well with Solitary Confinement by the Members, who were from Camberley, which is near where I grew up, near Hindhead Hazelmere, Redlands, just down the road from there. And that's all about them moving to London. And then before that was Solo in Soho from Phil Lynott's Thin Lizzy. Yes, I should know that. It was his debut album. I just love the bit at the start. I mean, it's not really, apart from the title, I know it being the title of the album as well, it's not actually really much to do with Soho, but I just like the bit at the start saying, you know, I'm just a cheap clapper. No, you're not going to go. Yeah, you're going to loop around. You're not going to clap that time. No, denied. So anyway, I'm rambling, so we probably better move on quickly. I have to say, Heartland, there was a suggestion by Bob Levingford. Thank you for that, Bob. And I suggested a few other things. You mentioned Big Audio Design, Dynamite, which I was going to play, and Waterloo Sunset cover, but I was going to play the Muswell Hillbilly. And actually, I have a confession to make, I don't really like Waterloo Sunset. I mean, the Elliot Smith cover is pretty good. I wish he'd done a proper version of it, but I'd already banned that in my head because I just can't stand it. Well, I didn't say I can't stand it. I've heard it so often. It's just a bit of a kind of a London radio LBC kind of track. LBC being the London Broadcasting Corporation. What does it stand for? But yeah, the local radio. And it's all a bit capital. It's all a bit kind of like something you would hear on Drive Time. So I just heard it far too many times. It's a beautiful song. It's a shit area. That's the irony, because Waterloo is actually pretty crappy. So that's the irony, is that, you know, it's like sort of somewhere that's really pretty grotty and just full of people moving around. But yeah, it's pretty crappy. So. Anyway, we're put the last set of songs. It's good because I need to go to bed. And we're going to play a track by the Mint Juleps, which is another song from the Love That Nobody Sings. I'm leaning very heavily on that blog. Although I more so in this show, actually. The last show had lots of things that I had already decided, but this show was definitely very, very inspired by that blog. So go check it out. The other thing I wanted to say is the blog. I've been sort of tarting the blog up and putting in a sort of latest podcast and a random podcast. I've actually been going through and putting images on the old podcast, which is a real nightmare. And I hope some of the people I've nicked their images from won't be unhappy. And also, I've been trying to find images that I've done them fit. Let's play Mint Juleps anyway.
Yay!
Mother says there are clothes to wash. Mother says brush your hair. We'll go now to the laundrette. Maybe your sister is there. Mother says when you're young like this, things can seem pretty bad. Let's get out, walk by the river. And there are people who roam the dark lands, and there are ships passing in the night, and there are thousands of things that I have dreamed, gone in the daylight. Sister says, hold your head up high, life goes on, so don't be afraid. Keep your defenses, but don't shut the loving out. You've got to learn to carry that weight. And all the people who roam the dark land, all the ships passing in the night, all the thousands of things that I have dreamed are gone in the daylight. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a foreign land, and there's a mirror I'm looking through, lost in a place where I was.
deserts in the inner London is when you drive the boat through some of the rougher estates, like the Pakington, some up in Southall. I don't really know why, but if you're driving along the canal, sometimes they do have a tendency to throw stones at you or throw things off bridges at you. Once driving through the Pakington estate, I was actually shot at.
I miss you more than I thought I could. I need you more than you know. I was there when they took you away from me. I'll be there when they let you go. And then the people who roam the dark land, and all the ships passing in the night, and the thousands of things that I had dreamed will stay in the daylight. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a foreign land, and there's a mirror I'm looking through. Bring me back to the place where
never do. Something's gotta come right. understands their daily lives without the constant fear of the unknown.
Bed that will get out of control. Well, I wanted to play it anyway, so I just kind of thought, oh, I'll use it as a bed, and I was like, I can't talk of this, kind of this. I will, but it's London by Luke Vibert, doing his grime Frotto dubstep thing. I think it was that sort of period it came out. It came out quite years ago. I thought this was it Spackhanded Luke, isn't it? Yeah, Eamon Andrews versus Spackhanded Luke. I love all the old London samples, little grime stuff, very funny. That goes out to Paige if she's listening. She's a big fan of, she got me into Eamon Andrews. I think she's a big fan of Eamon Andrews, and that's the reason why I bought that, I think, actually, it was her, and Luke Vibert. Before that was Bright Lights, that's by the Specials AKA, just a Specials here, but I think it's the AKA, from the BBC Sessions. That's sort of when it was just Jerry, Damo and friends, like. Then before that was Londinium by Catatonia, the track that probably destroyed their career, or the album Equally Cursed and Blessed. Don't know, you know, it's a bit like, this is kind of like exiting London, you know. It's like, you know, you come to London, it's all starry-eyed with bright lights, you know, a big city, and then you sort of sometimes get chewed up and spat out, and you know, it sort of doesn't go too well. And that's what seemed to have happened to Catatonia, for Keris especially. She seemed to have had a real problem with it, and also some of Knicky seemed to have gone through that.
I must say, I had no idea my musical talent would be so enthusiastically received.
Tom Baker, instant win. And Lauren Laverne seemed to be enticed by the bright lights, which seemed to destroy Kinigi. Carrier seemed to have gone mad or had a breakdown or something. But she just decided she wasn't, she'd had enough of London and went back to Wales. But interestingly, I don't know, I mean, she's, I don't know if she's back in London because she does the shows for Six Music. She might do those in Wales, I don't know. But certainly, yes, exit Catatonia. You know, that single did not go too well, and certainly slagging, certainly when it is the media, it is where all the media is. It's like slagging up New York or San Francisco. It's one of these major areas. It's where all the press is. It's like slagging up Paris as well. You don't have a very good reason to, but it's kind of like, yeah, a lot of the media choose to live here or have to live here. So slagging off the hometown doesn't go down too well. Although I'd agree, sometimes it's less than wonderful. But then before that was Piccadilly Polari by Morrissey from his album Boner Drag, which is also Polari. Polari is a slang language which was created by the street traders, gypsies, sailors, thieves, pickpockets, a lot around the Piccadilly area, Piccadilly, but also just all over London, and also mix of Yiddish as well, and sort of drug culture. And it's interesting, I was going through the list, because he mentions in the song about, what was it, yes, so Bona Tivada, oh you lovely Eek and your lovely Rhea. Rhea is backslang for hair, Eek is face, Bona is good, and Vada is look. so good to see your lovely face and your lovely hair. So there's lots of backslang as well, and a lot of people will know it from Julian and Sandy from Round the Horn. But it's interesting because I never learnt any of this. It just kind of like picked up stuff. So bitch, that's Polari. Butch, as in, you know, as someone's masculine lesbian. Camp is, according to Wikipedia and a few other places, seems to be from that. Chicken, as in a young boy. Chava, that is an interesting one, because that says here to shag, but also I know it can, chav is also a knife, and also that's an old one, that's gypsy slang. Drag, clothes, but also it's now become a sort of a drag queens, so, you know. Things like eek doesn't seem to have had. Oh, fruit queen, yeah, that's still used. Interesting seeing things like gelt and mishigana in here, which is Yiddish. What else? Naff. As used by Princess Anne. So Princess Anne speaks Polari. Mince. Ogle to look. What else is there? I don't recognise any of the rest. Slap for makeup, yeah, put on your slap. Because a lot of it was around the theatre people as well, which tend to be gays. So that's why the trade, you know, that's why it's sort of the trade off, as I said. And as the trade is another one, as in to have sex for money. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. Strides, trousers. It's weird how many of these words have become into common use, partly through the likes of Julian and Sandy, who are, I think both of those were actually gay, though the people played the characters, but interestingly written by two Jewish guys who were straight. I think Marty Feldman and Barry Took were straight, I think. Anyway, we're gonna move on. But yeah, so that was Billy Mulari, and then before that was that interestingly linguistic session was St. Etienne, a bit of that with Andy Hackett from London Conversations, in the middle of plonked in the middle of A Bit Like It Is in Reality, Docklands by the Mint Juleps. And the interesting thing is they wrote that came out in 1988. Now they were building what is now Docklands, as in what, so it's still kind of a rundown crappy area that they were building on, so they hadn't started building the proper Docklands by the time that was released. So, well, not proper Docklands. Proper Docklands is having ships in it, but now it's wanky buildings full of people, full of annoying bankers who should be shoved from the 50th floor. I don't condone such behaviour. Maybe. So you can find out more about Ready Clash and look at the wonderful blog, which is now much more nice, but actually looks a bit crap, I found, in the awfulness, which is Firefox 2, which I need to sort out. Anyway, God, I just never use it. I use Firefox 3. But it seems to look out fine in IE and Safari. Yeah, but radioclashblog.com, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or probably actually tim@radioclashblog.com actually, yeah, as well. But yeah, I don't really use that. So don't blame me if I don't answer back. So I hope you enjoyed this. London. I'm sure that's from something like one of the Radio London. It's Radio London. Radio London. London. Just run a pirate radio station, so.
I must say.
Anyway, I'm going to play End Out with Barataria Pulp.
I had no idea my musical talent would be so enthusiastically received.
Yes, it's wonderful. So this is Barataria Pulp from Different Class, and I'll see you soon.
Now if you can stand, I would like to take you by the hand, Jack, and go for a walk past people as they go to work. Let's get out of this place before they tell us that we've just died. Oh, move, move.
So I've got to still do my radio station. I do it for the public now. When I started it to do it as a joke, but now it's just a thing where it's gone beyond the joke now like I've got so much listeners. It's the biggest pirate radio station in London.
And you're going to stay on air?
Of course, sir.
You're going to stay on air?